Hello?
Hey, Trevor. We got disconnected.
Oh, okay, I was wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Do you still need time or?
No.
Okay. So yeah, I was just explaining the Google Analytics system that we would use to help you nail down exactly what you want to be listed for. The Google Analytics system lets us see like what people have been searching as far as keywords and home services. So that way we won't have to guess on which ones are going to get you the most job opportunities each month.
Mm-hmm.
But you have final say in everything.
Right.
Do you have a website at all?
Not yet.
No website. Okay.
I have a domain. I have a domain. It's just not going to match with what I do. But I mean, and
you
I need to.
Well,
I got
a domain name.
It's Catchmark. So I mean, like.
Okay. No, we don't want to use that one.
Right. Yeah.
All right. How did you end up with that one?
I do online sales as well.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, we'll get you a domain name. We're partnered with Google. If you look up Local Splash or just type in like is Local Splash a Google partner, so we get those Google domains for pennies.
Yeah, I already did it, man.
Oh, there you go. So you know you're talking to the right people. It's a smart move. But yeah, so we get them from Google for pennies on the dollar, and a lot of times with our clients. Like in your situation where you don't have them, if I just send them a request like, hey, he's open to getting on the first page, but he needs the website, they'll just give us a domain a lot of the times because it's going towards someone who's doing their advertising anyway. So they'll throw that in, just kind of sweeten the deal for you. Our company, here, let me send you the pricing page. How old's your little one?
He's two.
He's two, okay. And he's talking up a storm.
Yeah.
It's a good thing though. My son was a little different. I thought he was on the spectrum, honestly. I feel bad about it now. But he just wasn't talking until like 1.5. And so I took him to a speech therapist and the kid was actually really smart. He's just not, even today, he doesn't talk a lot. He's just really observant, but he reads. He could read like right away. By the time he was two, he was able to like read things. He just wouldn't talk. But then once he started talking, he was just reading everything. It was weird. I'd be driving and he would just be reading random signs on the road and stuff.
Yeah. My daughter's on the spectrum. She's really smart.
Yeah, but that's why I thought, because kids on the spectrum are so bright, though. You know, like anything colors related, numbers related, he jumped on. He used to have a lot of the signs, like he walks on his toes. He still sometimes does that when he gets excited. He'll, like, flap his hands. He used to line up toys. So I was like, holy, he's on the spectrum, you know? And they were like, oh, no, he's just him.
Yeah.
He's just like that.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, so I'm sending you this pricing page here so you can get a breakdown of it. Our company, we do...
That's wild that you knew about the walking on the toes thing, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you see that with your kids, it's like, you know, is that normal? Like, a lot of times. He would do it a lot, though. Like, we would turn on this show, Little Baby Bums, he used to like when he was really small. And it was, like, as early as he could walk. He would jump up on his toes and he would like flap his hands and then he would walk around in circles on his toes in his diaper. And so I was just like, is that normal or is calves tight? Like what's going on? So that's what led me to kind of like investigate it a little bit. Yeah. But he's fine. He's just got his little quirks though. He probably still has some kind of like ADHD or something on the spectrum. So you won't really be able to diagnose it until he gets a little bigger. He's about 4.5 now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. His attention span is short, though. Like, I put him in jiu-jitsu class, and, he's the one kid that just gets up and, like, doesn't listen to the teacher, and it drives him nuts. Like, he'll finish a drill, and then he'll start running in circles, you know, all excited, and the other kids are, like, listening, like, they're ready for kindergarten, and my son just runs around. He doesn't see he doesn't have a fear of, like, if I do something wrong, I get in trouble, you know? I just kind of let him do what he wants.
Respect.
Yeah. I'm like, live your life. If you got a problem with an adult, send them to me. If you got a problem with a kid, you know what to do.
Man, I'm gonna try to work on her diet, see if that does anything.
Yeah, the red food coloring. I went through that phase too. There was a lot of different things in the food, but Whole Foods, I mean, as much Whole Foods as you can. I sit down with my kid and I had to tell him like the difference, like, you want to live to a long time? Of course. You know, and I go, okay, well, these foods are made by people and these foods are made, come from the earth, you know? And I try to explain that to him. So like meats and vegetables and fruits, he knows those are healthy. And then everything that's in a box is like not healthy. So sometimes when I'm feeding him now, he'll tell me like, hey, that's not healthy. I'm like, all right, I got you.
Smart.
Yeah, but it's good because you explain it to him and the reason why you want to eat this stuff. And so instead of having to force him to eat broccoli and things like that, he's like, okay, I'm going to do this to be healthy. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that you who sent me a text?
Yeah. I sent that to you just to kind of, it's easier to see things than to tell you a lot of the time. So I just wanted to send that link over. There's a package at the very bottom, Trevor, that I would recommend. I mean, how long have you been in business?
Just getting started.
Okay. And you don't have anybody that works
for
you?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just trying to make sure, is it just you or do you have a crew or help?
Yeah, I have help.
Okay. Okay. So you say you had a business partner?
No, that's the thing. I'm a sole proprietor, but I like subcontract.
Got it. Okay. That's totally fine.
Yeah, and like we're related, so, you know.
Okay. That's good. So it's safe, you know.
Yeah. So I know that the work is going to be quality. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like their experience.
Okay.
And teaching me, yeah.
That's important because, I mean, the package that I would recommend, again, it's the platinum, so it's the very last one down. It has a little orange ribbon that says most popular. Obviously, you'll see a big price tag on that. Don't panic there. I'll help you out. But what I was thinking we could do is to get you on the platinum because it's not just Google. I mean, it'll cover all your bases online. A lot of times when a business owner starts a company, their downfall is that they have to try everything to figure out what works best for them. So they end up signing up for all these things like Facebook and Yelp and Angie's List and Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, you know. With this, it's going to cover almost all of those bases in one without you having to go through all those loops to kind of find the answer on what works best for you. So it'll have Bing, Google, Facebook advertising. The popular directory submission is going to be like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. The Amazon Alexa results are there at the bottom. The optimized landing page is your own custom website, so you have your own .com built for the company. And then we have an app and a tracking system that'll help you keep track of all the leads, clicks, calls, what platform they came from. If you're missing calls, it'll save their information so you can like revive those leads. You could request reviews through the app. So I think that would be the best one. It's advertised $5.99. If you're willing to come on board with us today on a month-to-month basis, I'll reduce the rate on the platinum to the essential cost of just $2.99, and then I'll also put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you, so you don't have to pay the $2.99 setup fee in the fine print there either.
Okay.
That saves you about $600 off the initial investment, but it'll save you $2.99 or $300 every month moving forward because you'll keep that rate. So it'll just stay $2.99 as long as you're with us. It's not just like a first month promotion and then we switch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, okay, as far as how I'm looking at this platinum package, and it's saying SEO content creation, Google business profile, being local. So, like, I got to set up all this stuff.
No. You don't have to set it up. We create it. You still own it. But we will create it and set it all up. That's why I was telling you we have that interview, though. So we do sit down with you and collaborate to make sure we're representing your business properly, bringing you the right kind of leads, and have it all set up the right way. But as far as doing the legwork, we do all the legwork. Even your Google verification, just to get the company registered as a business on Google and get it verified, majority of those verifications go through us already. Like if you were to call Google and try to get verified, they would set you up with a partner to do your video verification. So we would do all of that. That's all a part of the service. We need to have you verified in order to have you on the first page.
This is insane, bro. I needed this call today, bro. Wow, bro. I mean, I've been trying to find you guys, man. Cool.
Bonus points for having the kid in the background, because I'm a saucy. I was like, oh, this is a dad. Bro. This is a dad. I got him. I know how that goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kids alone are expensive, so I try to minimize your cost as much as I can.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's just the next steps.
All right. I got to create your Google business profile. Google business profile is what they'll be seeing online. On the first page of Google, you can actually only have one number there. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. So 330-606-4649.
Correct.
Okay. And then they are going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where the business is. It's also a part of the verification process. What's the street address that I could send it to?
1179 Mercer Avenue.
79 Mercer Ave, Akron. How do you guys feel about LeBron James out there?
That's my dude, man, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's good. See, I was wondering how they feel. Because I grew up a Laker fan, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I feel the opposite. I'm like, take him back. Get him out of here. That's amazing for a long time, but I feel like he's on the back end, and it's just like, yeah, it's too much right now. They're trying to have him hold the ball. I'm like, he's 41. Let him be like a set shooter or something. It's crazy.
It is what it is, man. I just support the dude.
He is a GOAT, though.
He's a good role model for kids.
Yeah, yeah. 18 years old, handing them the keys and no
crazy
mistakes.
Dude, never got in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I do always give him his respect for that, you know.
Yeah, that's what I look at, his how he stands as a man, and he represents his city and family and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. It's just basketball at the end of the day.
I was always a Kobe fan. And so I always look at Kobe, but even Kobe's got his chinks and his armor, and Bron doesn't. So,
man,
I give him his respect for that. Yeah,
he's
definitely up there. I enjoyed him.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe's definitely got his chinks in his armor. I love the way Kobe and Jordan played a lot better. So I used to say, oh, LeBron's not the GOAT, because it's just, to me, it wasn't as entertaining to watch. And then I don't like the lack of defense. That drives me nuts.
Hey, the block, that was defense, man. The block.
Yeah, the block. Yeah, that's going down to history.
Defense.
Yeah,
that won the tip.
Played it in a different way, you know. I guess because he's 6'9", he can't really defensive slide and lock guys up.
Hey, great. Is he really 6'9"? I thought he was 6'8".
Yeah, no, he's like 6'9". He's one of those ones that lies.
He hit
like
a growth spurt at
Kevin Durant.
Hey, man,
we
got distracted, man.
7-1. Yeah, we're distracted. I'm sorry, Trevor. What's your last name?
Parkman.
Parkman?
Correct.
Okay, P-A-R-K-M-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then I'm going to send you an invoice receipt so you can write it off as a business expense. I'll also send you everything in writing. What's your business email address?
Yeah, jeez, I got to make one.
Oh, if you have a personal, that's okay. We won't display it anywhere. Once you make one, just send me a message and let me know, and then I could update the profile. But mainly, I just want to make sure that you're getting your login credentials for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then I also want to make sure you get an outline of the agreement in writing. So that way you have it documented. You know, as long as you're with us, you get that deal. It's not just like a first month promotion.
Okay.
Right. What's the email?
ParkmanTrevor77 at gmail.com.
Trevor77@gmail.com. Okay. And then they're going to provide you with the Google Voice tracking number. This will help you just to keep track of all your calls. So what we do is it'll display a separate line, but it'll forward to your phone in real time. And we want you to save that number to your cell phone or mobile device as the business name. JNT services. So that way when those calls come in from the online listings, it'll say on your caller ID JNT and you don't confuse it with like a personal call or something.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. They'll give that to you during the client interview. They'll give you some options, and then you can pick the one that's best for you. Sometimes people want something like, you know, 330JNTS or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
That way you have it. All right, so let me go here. Okay, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess 8 to 8.
8 to 8. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I do work Saturdays at least, but that's the thing. As Saturday.
I got you. I'll put Saturday by appointment only. That way they could call you, but it's up to you.
Perfect.
And then we'll fully close on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Got to have at least one day for the family.
Yeah.
All right. Submit.
I'm going to be honest, though, man. Starting off, I'm going to be working. Like right now, I do work 7 days a week, so I'm going to give this the same attention I'd give a regular, you know what I'm saying, my current three jobs.
Even more. So you're a dad, so you get it. But I tell people, like, starting a business is just like having a baby. It doesn't stop. It's not like, oh, I'm only here. Like, you have to be available around the clock.
Yep.
Yeah, you're always working on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you do that and you invest in it properly, it will give you return.
Yeah. That's who it's for. It's for the kids.
Yeah. When you're 60 years old and having good Christmases.
This call will be recorded.
No longer
being recorded.
Oh, that's okay. You can record it. We record
it. I wasn't trying to, man. I just always bumped that button for some reason. But yeah. All right. My fault. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Hello?
Oh, there you go. You muted yourself for a second there.
Oh, my fault.
You're okay. All right, update. Okay, so I have your profile created. The next thing would be scheduling the client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. The agenda for the call would be to get you your domain name, get an idea on how you want the website to look. I did send you a text to the My Site portion of our website so you can get some example sites, get an idea on like maybe where to start. Hopefully that helps. If not, you could always like, if you know of a site that you like, you can always send that in and we could use that as like a foundation to kind of jumpstart the build. And then also they're going to want to go over the keywords and the services you provide and the service area that you cover. So altogether, it's about a 30 to 45 minute call. We do ask for an hour in case the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time to do this with you?
Man, I wasn't thinking. I'm thinking like right now, but
okay. Let me see. It's the next available we have. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get it moving. All right. Here we go. Shoot. Okay. The next available that we have today is at 1 o'clock, actually.
Okay, yeah, that works better.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and lock this in. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I am going to set up an automated text message reminder prior to the call. If anything pops up or changes where you can't make it, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but we do want to get this going as soon as possible.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It does take time. You'll be able to see results from other things first. Like, Facebook has a pretty quick turnaround as far as, like, getting results. We'll build that page, get that up and running. Google, the verification process can take 2 to 3 weeks sometimes. If you're on top of it, it goes by quicker. There's, like, a form they want you to fill out, and then they might ask you for a video, and there's that letter in the mail as well. It's like a three-step verification. But once you're Google verified, your company's verified forever. Like even if you leave our services later, people will always still be able to look you up and see your reviews, and you'll still have that profile, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's an investment for sure, but I won't say it's a get-rich-quick scheme. Things really start to take off usually on month 2 just because all of the creation of the content is behind us. and it's just there to collect pretty much throughout that month. So you'll see more profit in month two than month one. And then obviously the longer you do it, you get this combination of like reoccurring clients with new clients consistently coming in. You just kind of pipeline them.
Okay.
Okay. So I sent you that calendar invite. You should have got a message for that there. Do you have a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I have a logo, but no current pictures of work I can get. I believe I guess. Yeah, I got to think about that. I got to ask if I can get pictures of work.
Yeah. Obviously, as the new jobs come in, try to be mindful of that. Also,
yep.
the tracking system, you can request reviews when you leave those jobs. So those are like the two things when you close out a job. It's like, hey, take a photo and then send them the review form so we can start harvesting your reviews for you.
Okay.
But I sent you an email address there. Your logo, please send that in. We're going to have that on everything. It's your website, your Google Business profile, Facebook. Everything's going to be branded with that logo. So you can send that in. And then as the pictures come in, obviously continue to send them in.
All right. And then, like, I can still change this information and stuff, like the logo
yeah.
or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You could change everything at any time. Your hours of operation, the services that you're listed for, if you need mm-hmm. to make adjustments to the business name, those are all things that we'll be able to do. Phone number. So the JNT services, did you want it listed as an LLC? Are you an LLC?
No.
No? Okay. So it's just going to be capital JNT, capital S services?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Save. Save. All right. We are good. Client interviews locked in for one. Accounts created. In terms of securing your first month's payment, Trevor, of $299, how did you want to do that?
Okay. It'll be a card.
Card, okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
The card?
Yeah.
It's under my name. Yeah, the card is under my name. I'm sorry, man.
Okay. No worries. The reason I ask is because when you, I don't know if you have a CPA or if you filed as a business owner yet, but everything. Okay. So this is a business expense. You'll actually end up getting it back at the end of the year. It's a write-off for you.
Right.
One of the huge benefits to being a business owner, but you want usually the invoices either documented or to have a business account that documents all the expenses on it. So that way you can get the credit. So I'll put the business name on the invoice since you're doing it on a personal call. So it'll say Trevor Parkman, JNT Services on this invoice. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification? Okay. Same.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you.
For the card?
Yep.
Okay, give me a second. Because I'll give you the info, but I still need to put the money in there.
Oh, okay. Because they have to try to process it in order to secure the position on the first page.
Yeah, give me a second. Can I use the Cash App card, or does it have to be like Huntington or something?
For the card category, it's Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. So as long as it falls under one of those categories, digits. Okay, yeah, it should be fine. It's 16 digits on the front, and then an expiration date, month, and year, and a security code.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got all that. Let me move the money in there.
My papa.
So pay attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I hate leaving home for work because nowadays my son acts like I was gone forever. Like, it's nice coming home. You know, I get excited to come home and see him, but I also get kind of sad because he just feels like I left him every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Got to be done. He'll understand later.
It'll be $299 even?
Yep, exactly $299. There won't be any additional charges or fees that'll pop up on you.
Okay. You ready for the card?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. 4031.
4031.
6320.
6320.
7803.
7803.
1312.
1312. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
776.
Seven. Of wait, what? The expiration date?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I'll give you the code. 10:30.
Okay, and then 776 is a 3-digit code.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and update this. And then before I can process it, I want to gather a security question from you. The security question is just in case you get a call from one of our reps and you want to verify the identity, or if you get a call from, like, Yelp to do Yelp ads and you want to verify that it's actually us instead of Yelp, because we give you Yelp. You don't need those extra services. It'll be a part of your package here.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so you pull out the security question just to verify you're talking to the right people, because we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay more money towards something we're already doing.
Right, right.
So you have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
Okay. All right, and what was your first pet's name, Trevor?
Deuce.
Deuce.
Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yep.
I'm assuming Juice was a dog.
A bird.
A bird?
Indeed.
I did not see that coming. A bird named Juice. Was it like a parakeet?
Yep.
Okay.
It's all white.
I have it.
Red eyes.
Talking. I was like, we used to have little birds when I was growing up. I watched one of them peck my dad's hand until it bled, and I was like, no thanks.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was just trying to clean the cage, but you got to grab him and pick him out.
Yeah.
It just went nuts. Okay. All right. So it says that the payment method is valid, but I have not processed it. We have to do a voice verification. So the voice verification, it's a 60-second recording. I'm going to walk you through. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Could always rephrase it. All right.
Okay.
All right, so you're on another recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
J&T Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Trevor Parkman, sole proprietor.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Trevor, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but for those business calls that come through with the, because we're going to give you the tracking number and then you'll save it under the business name, try to have immediate response time. That's where you're going to see the best results. Yeah, if you answer it live, it's like 90%.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let me go back here. Okay, you're an office user. See your response as fast as possible. Okay, save our company number. Okay, so it's saying to save our 877-635-6225 number that I've been texting you on under our business name. So that way when those calls come in, you also know it's coming from us as well.
Oh, so you want me to save that number?
Yeah, yeah. Save that number under Local Splash. So that way you know it's us when we're contacting you, and then obviously you'll know the customers when they come in when you get your tracking number during the interview.
Okay, can I get that number?
Yeah, it's 877-635-6225. And you'll notice it's the same number that I've been sending those text messages on. That's our business line.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. And then let me go back here to verification. Okay. As a result of the increased visibility, may receive calls. Okay, I already did that for the security question. And then hiring Local Splash. Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So again, we're not telling you have to cancel anything. That's just so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything.
All right.
As a part of the Google verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents, okay, only if they're required in a timely manner. These may include things like a business license or proof of insurance, any additional items recommended for your Google business profile verification in the form. If it's not required for the services you provide, then you don't have to send it in, right? It's mainly only if it's required. There's a form that you'll fill out, and you just kind of only fill out what applies to you. But we ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days of signing up with us. Failure to provide the necessary documents within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account and Google business profile. So it says,
okay, can you go over what those documents are again, real quick?
Well, it says they may include, like, business license, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for Google business page verification. So sometimes Google will say, hey, you know, we had trouble verifying this address. This is an example. So they're going to want to do a video call then. So they're going to want to call you with, like, a video, whether it be, like, Skype, Zoom, FaceTime. And they'll ask you to verify the address. So they'll say, like, hey, show us, like, your mailbox and, you know, maybe a work vehicle or the license plate of the work vehicle or some tools that you use to carry out your work. And the whole goal there is just to make sure you're a legitimate company and you actually do what we're telling people you do online, right? So they say when you sign up for this, we ask that you submit those paperwork or complete that video within the first 7 days of signing up.
I'm still a little lost. Okay, so, like, I don't know why. It kind of went over my head.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
I got you.
The video says to do what? What I'll have to do? Do what to prove that I do my business at the address?
Maybe show that you're actually at the address. They'll be like, here, show us a picture or, like, the mailbox, you know? And it's something
right.
that you could also do without being on a live call, too. Like, you could just create a video there one day and then send that in or send in the pictures. So the file or the verification.
But, yeah, I don't have a business license. That's where I'm concerned. And then you said insurance.
I had a feeling, and that's why I kept saying, like, only if it applies to you, right?
Wait.
So when you look it up, like, online, like, power washing, pressure washing, snow removal, is it required in Ohio? It's not. Like, they don't require – oh, actually, let me see here.
Yeah, and I do other services that I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I was wondering too, because we could promote you, but you'd be operating. Please notify client that he's already been pre. Oh, you've already okay. So for the local listing, it's not going to be a problem. The verification you'll still have to do as far as, like, verifying your location, your tools and equipment, things like that. But the licensing is not going to be required since this is a local listing. But if you do want to advance into, like, Google Verified or Google Ads later, which is another program at the top, they say sponsored, as part of that background check, you will have to have the business license for power washing. For the local listings like this, it's not required.
Okay.
That makes sense? So if you do upgrade to the paper lead program later, they will ask for it. So this verification that I'm reading is kind of like a blanket verification. So it's covering, like, all products and features, even if they don't apply to you. Does that make sense? So I might be saying things that don't necessarily apply.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, man. But if they apply, then I could get... what is it?
We'll just reimburse you. You don't have to worry about that. Like, if we can't help you and we're not going to be able to list you and get paid from it each month because you're not getting paid, then, you know, we just will part ways with you. But I'm telling you, for the local listing, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. But if you do it,
So what about the other services I provide? Give me a second. Like, hold on. I just wrote them down, too.
Yeah, okay. it's all of them. So I have them here in the pre-screening for home service.
No, I don't have. Yeah, I didn't even provide them all. Like, you know,
lawn care, landscaping, waste removal, junk removal, snow removal, debris removal, hauling, power washing, pressure washing. Had there.
Yeah, toilet replacement, drywall repair, painting, tear outs, and tub replacement. Are any of those things that you could promote?
Oh, yeah, you could promote them all. Like I said, this is a local listing. So for the local listing,
okay,
for your 15 keywords, we give you 15 total. You can hand select them. We can promote them because it's still a local listing. But if you advance into Google Verified or a sponsored campaign at the top, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're near a computer. If you could just type in, like, power washing or pressure washing. You'll see guys that say sponsored. There's like Lance's Power Wash and Squeegee Squad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a different program than the guys where it says businesses and they're here next to the map.
Right.
Right. Those are called Google Verified and Google Guarantee. So those guys are paying like per lead to be up there. It used to be per click. Now it's per lead to be up there. So it's almost like Home Advisor by Angie's, except for the calls go straight to them and then they get charged a lead fee every time they accept the lead. So if you want to advance into that, then they're going to require that you do go through that background check, because it's a full background check. They want to make sure you have no felonies, licensed, insured, you have everything. But mm-hmm. for this local listing, you don't have to do that. But they do,
right.
do it. But
that's my thing too, man. That's the goal, is to get there. But
right. Well, we'll grow you, right? You'll start with this platinum package at the local price. We'll start getting the customers come in, because you have to have like a Google business profile verified first before you can advance anyway. So it'll be a stepping stone. But also what will happen is like they'll charge you $250 just to do the background check on that when you're ready. And then they charge you per lead. So that'll be something where you're also paying per lead on top of your monthly expense.
How much are the leads?
I could get it right here. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
We have a live chat with the Google headquarters across the street, so I could just put it in right here. And then I know you do painting too, but let's just look up like power washing leads. They're going to have different rates for each individual leads or each individual category.
Okay.
All right. Give me one sec. Okay, so power washing, you'd also have to do window cleaning. Okay, license not required. $100K in general liability is required. No felonies in the last 7 years. Estimated cost per lead range is $23 to $35 each. They're going to request an activation budget of $455, which would guarantee you at least 13 leads throughout the month. So you basically be looking at that point like $455 plus $299. So your bill would be like, or a little over, or almost $800, yeah.
All right, okay.
Each month.
All right.
Right?
That sounds cool. Yep.
Start with this. Yeah, and those are guaranteed leads. Like, they pre-screen them, and they make sure it's qualified, and the lead that you consider qualified, and then they call you with them on the line and hand it off. So you're like our recommended guy that we're basically like spoon-feeding them to you.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So you can advance into that later. But I think, you know, a lot of times with businesses, especially as new as yours, where it's just one or two guys, you know, a lot of times they just stick with this for like the first maybe 6-7 months before they actually advance into it. But if you have all the requirements already and you want to do it, I'm not going to tell you no either. So.
Mm-hmm. I think I might just go ahead and advance, man. When not ASAP, but
yeah,
I think I'll do it before 6 months.
Yeah, let me know. So, like, I'll send my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, too.
Great.
So I'll be talking to you from time to time, just checking
awesome.
In and make sure everything's going smooth. But anytime you want to upgrade, you know, let us know. We also have prepay options that you could capitalize on, too. So this is actually the next step of the verification. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 2nd, 2026. As of right now, it's set up to be at $299 for the Platinum package. I've included the website, and I've waived all setup fees for you. When the term is completed, it's going to automatically renew each month on the second day, unless you want to do our prepay options. Okay, so you don't have to capitalize on this, but I'll just throw them at you because it can save you money over time. There's a 3-month prepay option you could do. It's $700. There's a 6-month prepay you could do. It's $1,300. That'll actually save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a 12-month prepay you could do. It's $2,500, and it saves you $1,100 over the course of the year, basically from now until February 2nd, 2027.
And that costs how much?
It's $2,500 flat.
$2,500. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'll be good. And how many leads will I get? Or, yeah, that's the one without leads. I'm just –
right. So you'll be on the first page for the whole year. So you're covered. You don't have to worry about if somebody's down the street looking up one of your services, if they're able to see you or not. You basically constantly be up there. It's like a 24/7 sales rep. And then, like I said, Bing, Facebook, everything in that platinum package is also covered. Your website. And then also we'll do the AI overview submissions for you too when you do the prepay. So you'll show up in the AI overview as well. If they ask like, who's the best power washing or who's a good power washing company? Is this company legitimate? You know, the AI overview will also be submitted, so it'll show you there as a legitimate company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, did you want to capitalize on any of those?
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. I thought that was you were. So the AI thing, that's what you're saying. That's not what I already get. I got
it. We can include it. I can include it for you. That's not a problem. I'll set you up. Like I said, I want to try to give you as many tools and bells and whistles as you can to be successful. If you're not making money, then they're not going to keep using our services each month. And that's really what we want is somebody who can work with long-term, not just a couple months.
Right, right.
So I can include the AI.
So, yeah, I mean, if I don't know, man. I don't want to do the prepaid thing. I'm thinking the $299. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, so the $299 month to month is already the way we have it set up, and I'm going to upgrade
right.
you to the platinum, right, and have everything in that platinum. But if you wanted to save yourself more money, ironically, it's like spend more to save more, actually.
But I completely understand it. That's why I'm looking at that $2,500. But I just don't have all of that today, you know.
I got you. Well, there's also like a 6 month at 13 or a 3 month at 7. And if you call me after like 2-3 months and you say, hey, I want to actually switch it to the year, then I'll only charge you the difference. You know what I mean? Like if
okay.
you do 3 months
yep.
for $700 and then you say after a couple months you want to upgrade to the year, I'll only charge you the $1,800 remaining for the year.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Make sense?
Yep.
So I'll prorate it. But as of right now, for the first month, did you want to capitalize on any of those or do you just want to start out $299?
Yeah, I don't know why I keep misunderstanding the question, man. I can only afford the $299, man. So
okay, no worries. In the future, yeah. if you want to upgrade to any of those packages, just let me know. Same thing with the Google Guarantee portion.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, I don't mean to confuse
That's
you.
That's what I mean. Okay.
Throwing it out
no.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I could, bro. Like you. Yeah. Yeah. I get it now. Yeah. I wish I could, but I definitely will call you back about this.
I get it.
Like
I'm a dad.
The whole year thing.
I don't always just throw around $2,500, especially not without talking to my lady. So,
I don't have no lady, man. I'm trying to – I got a business. That's my lady.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Married to the game. That's the only way to be happy, honestly. I mean, if you live for trying to make a lady – oh, I don't mean to preach to you.
Okay.
All right. So this is a three-month verbal agreement, okay? And you're not contractually obligated, but we want you to verbally commit to it for 3 months. Your monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the second day in that discounted price of $299 unless you change it, right? So you'll keep that deal
right.
as long as you're with us.
Okay.
It's automatically renewing, so you could discontinue or cancel at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply to prevent charges for the next month of service. So it says contact client support before the next bill is due to stop your automated billing cycles. That way it doesn't charge you. And it says,
okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, I had to jump through all those loops, but I'm going to go ahead and process the payment now.
Okay. Give me 1 second, though. I got to move that money back in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had pumped the brakes for a second, man, but you talked me into it.
Mm-hmm. It's just because you got to understand it, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. That's why they make
all right,
us
go ahead.
That. Because it's like, okay, sometimes people agree to it, and then later on they'll be like, what? And then we have to fully disclose it before processing payment. And then we also, when I run your payment, it's going to send everything to you in writing. So that way you have it all
okay.
documented, too. And then it'll also send
okay.
a password to you as well for your tracking system.
Okay.
Yeah. We always say the educated business owner is the happiest one. So
that's what I'm gonna be, man.
Yeah, even if I gotta repeat it 100 times, that's totally fine. Like, just let me know, and then we want transparency there. Because usually, if you know what you're paying for, then you don't have a problem paying for it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, if I know all the ins and outs, I know it's probably annoying to every salesperson that I come across, but you know, if I know all the ins and outs, then I don't have a problem with it. So, you're single dad?
Yep.
And so, like, you have custody everything already arranged?
No. He's visiting.
Did it that way? Okay. I was going to say, man, you got him all day long? I know how that
yeah.
goes. I know.
I had in the last 2 days. I had his brother and sister, too.
Mm.
They just went home yesterday.
Yeah. I don't like being separated from my son, but I get it, you know. My sister's like
yep.
that. She has 3 kids, and the dad was, he's kind of like a jailbird. I had to get involved a couple of times because he was trying to put his hands on her and stuff like that. It's crazy.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, but it happens. It happens. All you can do is just be there for them and make sure that they're not growing up in a toxic environment, you know.
What's that?
My lady's not from the States, so I always joke with her. I go, yeah, you ever try to pull a fast one on me like that, I'm going to deport you.
Deport people. Man, bro. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Find somebody out the States, man.
Yeah, out the country. Yeah, she's like.
They be understanding, bro.
Yeah, I gave her. Yeah, but she's so traditional. You know, she's like, right. She was raised real traditional, so I don't really have any problems. She just kind of listens to whatever I say and kind of follows the lead, as long as everything's
That's
taken
amazing.
Care of. Yeah. So it's a good environment at home. But I always joke around with her, like, oh, if we were to ever split, you know, you're out of here.
Because
her paperwork's based on our marriage anyway.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I literally had to pay you know, $15,000 to a lawyer, and it was like a 4-year process just to get her green card and everything.
Wow.
That's not counting the wedding and everything too. Yeah, so she basically vouched her stay here
mm-hmm.
with our son and everything. So, yeah. I always tell her, like, yeah, we ain't playing the custody thing. He's coming with me, and you're going away. I know. It's a joke. She always tells me the same thing, though. She's like, man, you're messed up. I'm like, hey, it is what it is. She's like, you would do that? I'm like, heck yeah, dude. Don't come between me and my kid.
Oh, look at this. He's coming between the ears.
Yeah.
Before,
I'm just saying so you know. Yeah. It's not going to happen, but I'm just saying so you know. Yeah. If you're ever thinking about betraying me, we're going that route. All right. So you should have these text messages here. Yeah, you should have a couple of them. So, first one will say, Trevor, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Hi, baby. I hear you saying hi back there. It said, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then that's everything in writing there. And then it also should have, like, a username and password come through.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did.
Okay, I'm not seeing it here, but it sends out automatically, so it might have came through. Username's just your phone number, usually.
Oh, never mind. No, I don't know the credentials. I'm just saying it's asking for a username and password.
Oh, that's after you signed off on it. So the credentials will come through automatically. You should have another link here too. To get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please check the email. Okay, so they sent it to your email. That's going to be the verification form where they'll ask you to fill it out and like send in any required documents, things like that. So you'll see when you go to your email to fill that out. If you could do that between like now and then, we got a client interview in an hour and 45 minutes, that would help.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it right now.
Okay.
Why are you on the phone?
Well, we're basically done. I mean, yeah, I just wanted to, I mean, unless you have questions on it, yeah, you could do it while we're on the phone.
Yeah, man, I'm probably going to this.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
It's rare I get a business owner that has time to do it. I sometimes I catch guys out in the field and stuff like that, and they're like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah.
We'll do it later. I'm used to
that's the thing. You got to do it when you got time. That's why I'm like, no time is present.
No, that's true, because it's still progress. I mean, it's business progress. You're moving the company forward just in a different manner. It's the online portion of it. So you're still working. You're still working.
So
right
is it? What am I looking for now?
It should be an email.
I'm in the email. But it's in, it says, this event is not in your calendar. Oh, this is
For the client interview, yeah.
Right. But which one am I looking for?
It should, let me go back here.
That's all I got.
Sorry, I started notating the account for the client interview without going and looking at the messages, so I got to go back into the account. Hold on one sec. It'll just, so sometimes they stagger out because it's created automatically. So I don't know if the email's even in there yet, Trevor.
Sorry?
I don't know if the email's even in there yet because they're automatically generated. Like, see how it took a while for your username and password to come through? It should be in there now.
No, I don't. That's what I'm looking for.
It's in your text messages, the username and password.
Oh.
Yeah. But the other form that's going to be emailed to you is Google verification. Sometimes that one actually takes a little bit of time, too. Like, it's telling me, tell the client to allow 30 minutes to receive the Google verification form. It'll come to that'll come to your email.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I found
for that. But the UN and password.
So what am I logging
for?
What am I logging in for?
Go to App Store on your mobile device.
Okay.
And then just type in local splash.
Okay.
And then you'll download the app. The app's way easier to use than the PC. So that's why I'm telling you to do that. You'll like this a lot better.
Okay.
Okay. And then it'll ask for the username and password. So it's your phone number and run Bing as the password. And then once you're logged into it, you could change the password and stuff. But I would get familiar with that dashboard because it's going to tell you like where Facebook or the leads from Facebook came from. It'll have its own separate tab there. It'll have Google, Bing. It'll have a full layout of where all the leads came from. You can request reviews through the app. I mean, it's basically going to be like your best friend to be able to oversee everything from your pocket without having to jump on the phone every other time you need something.
Okay.
Yeah. It's super convenient. It's
saving us both time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with talking on the phone, but it's just some things are like, oh, you're driving in your truck and you're about to leave to maybe another job. Let me just pull this out real quick and then get that phone number instead of being like, hey, John, where's the phone? You know, can you find the phone number for this person? Yeah.
So if I get a lead off of Angie, I can run it through this or two or something?
We don't integrate with Angie's.
No.
We integrate with a lot of other platforms, but we don't like integrating with Angie's just because we don't want to skew the numbers. Like, we want you to know what's coming from what we created and what we're running with that tracking number versus what's coming from them.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Because what happens with a lot of my guys, Trevor, that do that is, like, after a couple months of being on Google, they usually end up leaving Angie's or discontinuing.
Right. So, yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about the same thing, man. That's messed up, too.
Yeah. I mean, we're not supposed to tell you to do that because we're a Google partner. They pay Google a lot of money. They pay Google like $2 million a month be on the first page of Google throughout the U.S.
Right.
So they're basically doing something like this, but they'll show up underneath where you are locally.
Can I make sure this isn't a client calling me?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. Hello?
Yep, still with you.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
Sorry, I lost track of where we are. I'm all done.
Oh, no, you're good. Take your time, man.
Okay. Just trying to notate everything.
What you need, son?
But yeah, so Home Advisor by Angie's, they basically just put themselves on Google, and it'll say like 10 best power washing companies, right? And then
mm-hmm.
when somebody fills out their form, they'll send that lead information. They never actually talk to the customer. They just take their information and they'll text it to you guys, and then they'll charge
right.
you like a lead fee, or they'll deduct it. But the lead will go to like 3 or 4 people. That's how they make their money. So like, let's say
mm-hmm.
they bought it from Google for $10. They sell it for 40 to like 4 guys. And so they're $10,
figured,
you know, yep. $120 or $160. So
with
this, you're creating your own listings. You're not on local splash 10 best, you know, or on Angie's 10 best. It'll actually just be your own Google business profile, J&T Services, and then they could call you directly from there without the lead fees or the leads going to other guys.
Got it.
Right? And then we do that on multiple platforms, not just on Google, but Bing, Facebook. So you have multiple ways of generating leads without having to pay per lead. So that usually when you compare those numbers, it's always worth the $5.99 that we normally charge. But for you at $2.99, you should be able to see significant ROI to where you don't have a problem continuing to use it each month. You know?
Okay.
Two completely different things. And that's why those guys end up leaving it. Even at $5.99, they go, I'd rather have this than that. And sometimes they were spending more on this than Angie's, but they would still just rather have it just from the success standpoint of it. So a lot of times they end up leaving that platform. Google tells us, like, we shouldn't bash them and basically say what I'm telling to you right now.
You're not bashing them.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain the difference.
Yeah.
I brought it up. I was already about to do it. So, I mean, like, it's...
Yeah.
Dang. I ain't even had them 2-3 days.
Another reason why we wouldn't want to have the integration, though, you know, because then you integrate the two platforms, and then they see what we're doing also, and then they're like, hey, you know, these guys basically stole the client from us. We don't want that either. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You want another one? You want one? Okay.
I miss that age. I want to tell you, well, you have other kids, you know. I was going to say, I want to tell you it gets easier, but it doesn't get easier. My son just keeps getting harder and harder by the day.
Yeah, his brother, they're not mine. His brother and sister are mine. They 14 and
ooh.
11.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
my nieces are that age. And they're in middle school. Well, the oldest one's in middle school. And it's weird because she, like, added me on social media. And I don't know, she just wanted to see what I was doing. But then I'll see her and her friends doing, like, TikTok dances and stuff. And I'm like, man, I remember when you was, like, a little tiny baby. My sister had her when I was, like, 21. I was like, I remember when you were just a little tiny baby, I was changing your diapers, pushing you in the stroller, go to the store, getting you candy when she was like a toddler. Now she's doing TikTok dances and playing basketball and volleyball. It's crazy, man. Sometimes I'll be like, who told you you allowed to wear those clothes? Uncle be on her head. And then she'll talk back to me, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. So, yeah. Kids are just... You're crazy. They start talking back and getting defiant. My niece just left Christmas that came over after I'd already bought them a bunch of Christmas presents. And she sat down next to me and said, can I have this, this, and this? And I'm looking at her mom and I'm like, what are you asking me for all this stuff? I just gave you a bunch of stuff for Christmas and your mom just gave you a bunch of stuff for Christmas. And then she looks me dead in the eye and she goes, because you're rich. And I'm like, I ain't, get away from me. Like, kids just assume because, you know, you have a lot of things and you just go, okay, you know, I could go over here and tell my uncle to buy me this. And I am kind of a sucker. I've always been kind of a sucker. But it rubbed me the wrong way that she just,
yeah, right.
Yeah, that she was just like, oh, yeah, just buy me this because you can. You know, I was like, get out of my face, kid.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, I got to work. You got to learn what money, like, what it takes to make money, you know. Drive me nuts. They just say crazy stuff all the time. They do crazy stuff. They start acting like they're more grown than they are. That's more stressful to me. They're more dangerous. The bigger they get, the more dangerous they get. Now my son's riding bikes up hills and wants a bike with a motor on it. I'm like, dude, no, you're crazy.
All right, chill out, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I ain't trying to lose you. You just got here. Be safe. All right, I think we should be good with everything. I'm just kind of shooting the stuff with you here. We're basically good to go. The only things I want you to really focus on would be you already signed the subscription term, so it's like try to fill out that form when it comes through via email and then be available for our client interview phone calls in about an hour and a half. So pretty much what I'm going to do is I'm just going to notate this, send everything over to the Google headquarters, and then at 1 o'clock we'll circle back with you and we'll go right into the client interview process.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Well, if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, I'm just a phone call away, so don't hesitate to ask. Like I said, you know, the educated client is always the happiest one, so let's make some money.
All righty.
All right, Kevin. Well, enjoy the little one. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right.